in the Dover.
Here. Here. Comes the Dover here. The Yitzruch, now the Gemara says, the Yitzruch we need Moitzis Vosecho, the Pasuk of Moitzis Vosecho, the Yitzruch Zoysa Torah. The question is, when the Pasuk Moitzis Vosecho Tishmor is talking about all the Kabbalahs. So let me make the Hekish from this Pasuk Moitzis Vosecho. Like, why do I need a second Pasuk of the Zoysa Torah that makes the Hekish all the Kabbalahs to Shlamin? So Gemara says, no, we need both Sukkim. Because Rachman and Moitzis, what did you say? The Pasuk Moitzis Vosecho Tishmor, Yedafei Welding, Lo Yodav and Maikos Rachmana. I would not know what does the Torah mean. The Torah says true, if you make a neder, watch what you said to bring the neder. For it does not say clearly that the avodas have to be done l'shma. It does not say what has to be done here. Therefore, kosa rachmona zaysa Torah. I need the hekesh of zaysa Torah that I learn out all the kabbonas from shlomim. And just like by shlomim, there it says clearly zevach shlomim. It has to be done l'shma. All kabbonas have to be done l'shma. If so, maybe only say the pasuk of Zoysa Torah. No, because the Rachmanah Zoysa Torah would have just had the second pasuk of the Zoysa Torah, the hekish of all the Kabbonis to Shlomim. I would have thought to say, Lifsalu, that like we just said this Svara, we have two psukim now that say the Korban has to be done Lishmo. We'll leave both psukim maybe by Shinu Kodesh, and to tell us that it's a psul, that if you bring a Korban Shlomim, and you make the shechita or the zrika l'shem a korban olah, that shlomim is possible. You have to burn it. So that's what I would have thought to say. Therefore, kosar rachmana moitzis svasecha. Therefore, I need the other pasuk that says clearly moitzis svasecha tishma. It says if you made a neder, watch the korban that you brought, and it ends off nedavahu. It ends off that the korban is in nedava. So the question is, it started off to be a neder. Why does it end off to be in nedava? That's the pasuk that teaches us that if you bring the carbon the right way, lishma, it's a real neder, you become yechayiv. But if you bring a chalei lishma, the pasuk says nedava. It remains in nedava, meaning it's a kosher, a carbon, you have to still bring it, just the owner still needs another carbon for his neder. That's how I know these sites. Now the Gemara says in Tishanta Loshin that Rami Resh Lakish al-Mohi ve-Midrasha. Resh Lakish threw a question when he was lying on his stomach in the Beis HaMedrash. Al-Moyi, Rashi says, means Shoychev al-Bitno. He was lying on his stomach, on his belly. Ponov kalfikakis, face was facing down on the ground. So I'm not sure what the Gemara means to include here. There was no chairs that day. He wasn't feeling well, maybe. Even maybe his family had a stomach ache. Even though he was sick, still he came to shear. He didn't stay home. Maybe that's what the Gemara means to teach us. What? Say tachnen, okay. He was lying down on his stomach, though. So he asked the question, Rami Resh Lakish Amoyi Ben Midrasha. Umakshi, and he answered. Umakshi asked the question like this. A question on the whole Mishnah. Im Ksherim Haim Yirtzu. You're telling me now that Kol Azvachim Ksherim, a carbon Shlomim, a carbon Oila, even though you make the Shechit of the Dalar Avoidus, L'Shem, another carbon, still the carbon is kosher. Yeah, and but what does the Mishnah say though? It's not olu lebailu l'shem chayva. The baila mashma does not have a ritzui, does not have like a kapara from this carbon, and he needs another one. So yes, how could that be? Im ksherim heim yirtzu. If you tell me now this carbon is kosher, you have a right to bring the down to do the dalat avodis and to burn the carbon. And so yirtzu, you brought a good carbon. Why doesn't the yon have his kapara? The main maratz and Elamai telling me for some reason, since it was done with the Shinu Kodesh, it cannot be maratz. It doesn't cause him any kapara. Maratz or ritzu means like acting nice, like you're not, you don't have a credit by Hashem. And so lama boyin, what is it brought for? And that's what does it mean? It's kosher, but le'olabayim Hashem chayiv. Manashach. If it's a good carbon you bring in, the owner should be mekayim is chayiv. And if not, do not bring it. That was bothering him. But Rish Lakish asked the question, and Rashi says, right, that he did not know the pasuk Moitzis Vosecho yet. So that's what's bothering him. Omaloi, Rebbe Lazar, Lazar said back to him, what's bothering you, Rish Lakish? Matzina, we find cases, the boy in Liachamisa, the case where the owner died, still the Yoshim bring the carbon. Shank Sherim, such a carbon is kosher, but V'yei Maratzen, Shita does not give a kapara, it's not Maratzen for the mace. Once you die, you finish your kapara already. The Tanakh learned like this. Ha'isha Shaviya Chatosa. An Isha that gave birth, Yoledis. So she's chayav to bring two kabbonas. She has to bring a korban oil and a korban chatis. So what's going to be when she was still alive? She brought her chatos, so she brought the korban chatos. Umeisa, and then she died. So and she already set aside a korban for her oila. So lachar is yaviyu yarshim alasa. Yes, the yarshim should still bring her korban oila. So here, this oila is being brought after her misa, even though she has no kapara from the korban. Still, you see, the korban is brought. There's such a thing as bringing the korban. Stam, maybe still giving nachas ruach to Hashem. Hashem still feels happy that there's not people are bringing korbanis. Just that owner does not have a ritzui. Means the korban is not helping directly for him. So you see, there's such an idea. Still, we bring the korban, but the opposite way around. What's going to be? I lost her. She brought a korban oila when she was alive, but umeisa, and then she died before she brought the korban chatis. Then the lachar is lo yaviyu yashim chatasa. Here the yashim should not bring the korban chatis.
Why?
Because at the klal of chatis shemeisa vaylo is the misazlo. Here she set aside this korban when she was alive. So it's a chatis. Then she died. That's the halach of Moshe Mitzrayim that a chatis shemeisa vaylo is the misazlo. So omalei. So Shlokah hits the back like this. Omalei. Modinu l'cho bi'oilo di'asel yachamisa. I'll agree to you. Rishlaga says, I agree. You bring me a proof. Oila could be brought to Yachamisa. Very good. I'll admit to you, an oila could be brought to Yachamisa. So don't see why not. But Oshem, the layosa liyachamisa minolan. But a korban Oshem is not brought to Yachamisa. How do I know? In other words, a korban oila, Rashi says, Shim shochta shtar l'shmon shetakav apapi shenem ratza hola mesinol shabol Yachamisa. I agree to you. And who are the Rashi's l'shlom shakabonis? The only thing that's bothering me is the korban oshem, though. An oshem, though, is not brought liyach hamisa. An oshem has the law, like a korban chatz, it's a little bit different, that by an oshem, if an owner set aside a korban oshem, and then he died, so by a chatz, it's lemisa's law. By an oshem, it's yiro achi stoivu, you have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes the balmum, but you do not bring it. So an oshem, shemesa bale, is not brought. So Shlokas has a question on oshem. You can't bring me proof from a korban oila to a korban oshem. A oshem that's not brought liyach hamisa maybe can't be brought shlel lishma. Tell the answer back. Madiluch, I agree with you. Be'elod liyach liyach hamisa, but oshem liyos liyach hamisa minolan. Amalei. So Reb Elazar said back to him, Hare machuk kasecha b'tzidai. What's bothering you? And now Mishnah, Reb Elazar says, Af oshem. Like Reb Elazar greets you, Rishlakish. Rishlakish, be happy. You have Reb Elazar now Mishnah. Reb Elazar now Mishnah says that a korban oshem is like a chatis, just like a chatis shloi lishmo is really psula. Reb Elazar holds an oshem also is psula. So Rishlakish, you don't understand the Tanakam, okay? At least you have Reb Elazar that holds like you. Be happy. Oma, he said no. Rishlakish said back to him, Zui shaymim olav adam godlu. It is what people say about you, Reb Elazar. You're a great person. Kamina no Mishnah shleima. I'm asking you a question from a complete Mishnah, meaning the Stam Mishnah, the Tanakama. The Tanakama says only a chatis and a korban pesach is possible, but a korban oshem is kosher, the Tanakama holds. So I have a question on the Tanakama. So what are you answering me? V'yarta matali Rebbe Eliezer. You answer Rebbe Eliezer. What does that help me? I want to know Pshem Tanakama, though. How come a Tanakama says the korban oshem, even though it's brought shlel lishma, is kosher, it could be brought? Just the owner has no ritzui. I have a question. How could that be? It's like a thought, like the whole yisrael of the korban is to give ritzui to the owner. If there's no ritzui, so don't bring it then. Ela Rad Amarash, so it's like I said, listen, Eftach Anopis, I'm going to have to open up my own mouth. Talk very strong here, Shlokish, today. And I'm sure I'm going to have to open up my own mouth and I'll have to say my own words then. And now I remember what I learned in Cheder, the Pasuk says, Moitzis Vasecha Tishmar, for Nedava, Nedru, the famous question, how does the Pasuk end off? It's a Nedava, it's a Nedr. If it's a Nedr, it's not a Nedava. So the answer is, when you bring a Nedr the wrong way, when you do a Shlel Shmo, it ends up to be a Nedava. So the Gzeras HaKosav here, that the carbon is kosher, you're allowed to bring the carbon, just there's no ritzui, the owner gets nothing from the carbon. So Mar still has Kidliya, like I said before. Mar still is no good.
Which is the same thing as...
But still, we're not finished yet. Yosef, Rab Zeru, Rab Yitzva, Barabo, Yosef, Abayu, Gabayu. Abayu was sitting there amongst them. The Yasva, they were all sitting together. Karma said like this. Kashli, they gave it back to Rish Lakish. What are you happy about this, Rish Lakish? Your answer is no good. Kashli, the Rish Lakish. Oshem, Rish Lakish, you had a question. Where do I find that a korban oshem could be brought without a ritzui to lo yosli yachamisa? a korbanoshim is not brought if the owner died. So you had a question, if it's not brought without a ritzui, why here in the Mishnah is a kasha? You yourself is a Talmudim. That means Abai himself answered the question by saying from the Pasuk of Moitzes Sasecha, we're just talking about a neder and a nedavim. So I cannot learn out Asher from this Pasuk. Emma, why don't I say, Haba b'neder v'nedava laisi, a korban erla, korban shlom, I can learn out from this Pasuk of Moitzes Sasecha. Korban is that you could bring by yourself, but there is a neder. You could be mechayiv yourself to bring a korban erla or a korban shlomim. Then you could bring it, even though there's no kapara for the owner. But Oshem, a carbon Oshem, the Lailaisi, Klal, you cannot bring it by yourself. There are only five Chatoyas, there are five Ashamas. Asham Milois, Asham Shivka Harufa, Asham Gizelos. You have to do a special Chet, that Chet is Mechaib, to bring an Oshem. Right, Oshem Ozim. Only certain Chatoyim, but if you did not do these Chatoyim, you cannot bring a carbon Oshem. If so, maybe this Pasuk, Moses Vasech, is not talking about a carbon Oshem. So you have, according to you, Abaye, then you have the Kasha back again. Well, it's not so much advice for Shlokish, really. For Shlokish, I mean, before the start off, it's different. It was first for Shlokish's question. I mean, now Abai is asking for Shlokish back, like Abai is thinking over the question, saying, like Abai had this question now. Why was Shlokish? Shlokish happy? Look, it's not a good answer what he answered. Amalu Abaya. Reshlokish Mehaka, because Abai says, no, really, Reshlokish meant a little bit different. Reshlokish really started the pasuk from here. That says, Veshachat Oisoy Lechatis. Reish Lakish started off his drushes like this. Listen, he started off first, you have to make one Hagdama. The Pasuk says, V'shochat oisoy lechatis. Shech this carbon for carbon chatis. There's a diik now. Oiso, this one carbon, a carbon chatis, l'shmok shera, shler l'shmok sula. There's a diik of miyat, only a carbon chatis. If you shech the chatis, l'shem, another carbon, that a chatis is sula. It hassles the carbon. You're going to have to burn the carbon now. But only by who? By a carbon chattis. Harshar kodshim shlo l'shmong sherem. By other kodshim, the klal is even though you made a shino kodesh, still the carbon is kosher. Now, once I have the dig from the carbon chattis, yochel, I would have thought to say, if so, let me take it a step further to say, yirtzu, once there's a mir to say that by shar kodshim, even shlo l'shmong is kosher, so maybe it's 100% good. That a person that was mechayiv himself to bring a korban eilah, even though they made a shinu kodesh, maybe his mechayim is neder, maybe he has a yirsa, he has something from this korban. Talmud Leima, this the pasuk says no, moitzis vasecha, to say that it's not a neder, but it turns into being a dava, meaning you, the owner, have nothing from this korban, even though the korban itself is brought. I, the ema, why don't I say, still habo b'neder v'nedava laisiv l'lirtzi. So what Abaye meant to answer was that Oshem, you can't tell me Oshem is Pasul, because there's a Niyat by a Korban Chattis, only Chattis is Psula, not a Korban Oshem. So I know a Korban Oshem is Kosher. Once I know it's Kosher, I learn out from Moitzis Vasecha that it's only Kosher, meaning you could bring the Korban, but there's no Yirtzeh, the owner does not Makai in his Neder, he still has to bring another one. The other one says, why? Why don't I say the Emo? Habo b'nedru v'nedova laisiv l'lirtzi. Korbanos that can be brought for a neder. That's this pasuk of Moitzis Vasecha that it turns out to be a nedova. Meaning it's v'loy l'lirtzi. It does not help for the owner. He's going to have to bring a second korban. But Oshem, atzuyu nami l'lirtzi. Now we ask, maybe an Oshem is kosher 100%. We have the diik from a korban chatis. Only a chatis is psula. All other korbanos are kosher. How do we know a regular carbon? It's not yirtza because the maitzis vasecha. It ends up to be nedava, but that pasuk does not apply to an oshem. An oshem cannot be brought for neder. So the question is now, maybe an oshem is the best type of the carbon. Maybe an oshem, even though it's brought shler lishmo, still will be kosher 100%. How do I know to say the Mishnah? How does the Mishnah know to say kol hazvachim that loy olu leban m'shem chayva? How do I know an oshem is not? There's no yirtza for the owner. So this Amr Abaye is like this. Oshem demirtzi lemotzis armor. That you can't tell me. It's not possible to say a carbon Oshem should be better than any other carbon. Why kal v'choyme meyelos a kal v'choyme from a carbon oila? Uma oila sheina mechaperes. A carbon oila doesn't come for real chet that you did. A carbon oila is if you want to kapar for mitzvah sesei, if you want to bring a derin, stam, you want to have extra credit on Hashem's cheshbin, bring a carbon oila. But it's not the pshat you did a chet That's mechayiv do korban oila. Still ain't a meratze. If you make a shinu kodesh, it does not go on the credit of the owner. If so, oshem a korban oshem shemechaper that it comes because you did a certain type of an avera, and you need a kapor, you need a forgiveness on that avera. So it's a stronger korban. Ain't your din isn't it a svara sheinu meratze that if the kohen made the avodah shlor l'shmo that it should not be meratze, it cannot give a kapor for the owner. Samar says no. Mali yola shekain kolu. You know why Erla has the chumadik alocha? Because the whole thing is burnt. A korban Erla, everything is burnt. Mashek and Oshem, not everything is burnt. There is some meat. There's a kind of meat. So maybe Oshem is more cow than an Erla. Samar says, so Shlom Yechiel, I can learn now from Shlom Yechiel. I, Mali Shlom Shekain, Tunin Nesachim, you bring wine with it. Utanufa Chazav Shog, you have to lift up the thigh and the breast of the meat. So Mar says, "Oyla techir, I learn from Oyla. It does not need these things. If so, for Chazir Adin, I go back and learn out one from the other. Leroy Zekeroy Zem. This is not like that. Leroy Zekeroy Zem. Hatzara Shomshem must have come the denominator here. That Shen Kochim, both in Oyla and the Shlom is Kochim. V'shachtem Shtol Lishmon Cherim V'yem Ratzin. The klal is if one of the avoiders were done l'shem another korban, that even though the korban is still kosher, but there's no credit." For the owner, it's not meratzah. And so, afani yovi yoshem, I'll bring a korban yoshem to learn out from this mehatzad. Shu kodesh is also a korban, shu kodesh. V'shach ashol l'shmoi kosher. True, it's kosher from the me. It's only a chatzis is possible, and not a korban yoshem. But v'yena meratzah. I learn out from this mehatzad. It does not help for the owner. So Mar says no. Mali atzad hashav shabem. You know what's common about these two cases? Shekein yeshnem v'tzibur. That the both can be brought with a korban tzibur. You can have an oil and a shlomo for a korban tzibur. Mashenken and oshem, there's never a korban oshem but tzibur. So I can't learn out oshem from oil and shlomim. So Mar says so. Toida tochich. I learn out from a korban toida. A korban toida is not brought with tzibur, and still it's not yirotze. Ay, malatoid. You know what's special about a korban toida? Shenken tun and lechem.